This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. And there I am with my wonderful husband, Vince. Hey. I hate saying that anymore because you always like...
I'm not wonderful anymore?
Oh, no, you're so wonderful, dear. You're the most wonderful.
I'll beat you in this admission. No.
Can't even joke about that anymore.
No, can't.
I know.
So I'll have what to happened do to it, romance? Then. I can't joke. I'll
just do it.
All right.
So what are we going to talk about first? There's two things.
Well, I know the topic. Well, first of all, if you want to reach out to us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Spunk Lube. Can't forget Spunk Lube. You know, great product. Jeff, great guy who owns a company. Go to spunklube.com look at the product. It's non-sticky. We stand by it. We use it. When you get to the checkout, if you're going to buy some, and you should, put in the word Hot Wife, all one word, in the discount code, and you should get 10% off your order.
Nice.
So it's, 10% is 10%, you know?
Yeah. Complain about that.
Does anyone see what you're doing? Or who are you doing?
Who I'm doing? I'm still wiping some of the, leftover jizz out of my eye.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. You'll find out later. Okay. You can find me at hotwife.alin.com.
While I was...
You were just out and about, and I had a friend over, and I have a little surprise for you afterwards.
Hopefully it's you taking a shower, apparently.
I have to de-louse, of course. But we just videotaped our fun so I can harass you and tease you and all that kind of fun stuff. So he got me all over my face.
Somebody I know?
Yes, of course. So it dried on my face. I'm wiping. I'm I don't do a great job of getting it off my face with the wet wipes. It's still crusty on my face. Oops. Sorry about that.
Well, the cat was away.
The mice will play.
There you go.
They say.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Okay. I had a really good time. I mean, this is a guy that I've played with quite a few times. So we're, we know each other.
I mean, for those who are listening about this, one of our rules is to be safe and honesty.
Uh-huh.
And we don't play with anyone, more a factor for you than me, but that we haven't met and approved for safety reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want her meeting someone that all of a sudden is into smacking her around or something. That's my job.
Exactly. I don't want to take that thrill away from you. I mean, that's your thing.
I look at those bruises as a badge of honor.
Oh, it definitely. Oh, that's how I look at them. We're only kidding, folks.
If anything, I have the bruises from her beating me.
Oh, I never laid a hand on you.
I didn't say they were external. Internal.
Oh, internal bruises.
The yelling and name calling you do to me.
Yeah, you love it.
Only loving and kind to you.
Oh, my ass.
Me too.
But
all right, well, so you had some fun.
I definitely had some fun.
Okay.
Good time.
That's great.
Always gets messy with him. He's got
Then I think I know who you're talking about.
You definitely know who I'm talking about.
He's like KFC, comes in buckets.
It comes in buckets, yeah. He's the one that always says when he comes he could shoot a bird out of the sky.
Yep. Okay, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. He could. He's got some fucking reach with that thing.
Well, I was telling him he hasn't seen it, but there was one I called the video. He comes like a geyser, and I caught a still out of the video, and his cum is up 2 feet,
Yeah, he can launch it down by the pool.
Oh, he launched
it. Yeah, one time down by the pool. I mean,
it was
we're not far from some airports. He could have taken down a plane.
Oh, yeah, he has it definitely. Hey, I'm going to be having
a decent sized unit on, too.
It's very comfortable. It's a nice size.
Bigger than I want.
What, in you, on you, or well, attached to you?
To own is one thing.
Okay. That's what I knew where we were going.
I prefer
that.
My women penisless.
There you go. But there was like the first time I ever, we did a, the first time we were together, we did a POV. And he's like, I'm getting ready to come, back up, back up. I'm like, no, I want this in my face. He goes, that's what I mean. Back up, back up.
He so, could take out an eye with that thing.
Well, let's say when he came, it's like the first shot, I guess, or first pulse.
Call it shot.
It came like over my head. And I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So then the second one was a little bit lower. So that got me in the face. That was nice. I was like, oh my God, you're right. I should have. Move back. He goes, yeah, I was trying to tell you, move back. I got distance. Move back.
Yeah, he
does.
I mean, it takes long enough. I think he has rifling in there for accuracy. You're smiling a lot. So you must have had a good time.
I did have a good time.
Your cheeks are red.
I know. My cheeks are red. What the hell happened with that?
I don't know.
Maybe a little embarrassed. I don't know.
I think you're proud.
I'm proud? Well, he was like, got some really good dirty talk going on. So that was fun. Now we're like, we've been together half a dozen times.
At least. Minimum.
Maybe a dozen times.
Pretty close. So now, closer to a dozen than a half dozen.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. We have a lot of nice conversation. Now we're getting more comfortable with the dirty talk, especially with you don't know somebody. You're not like, oh, if I call her a dirty slut, how's she going to take that? So I started like, yeah, tell me I'm a dirty slut. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll call you a dirty slut. Well, okay.
I'm fucking some guy's wife and he's not here. So she's a dirty slut.
Yes, it's so wonderful. It's good. And it was fun. I liked being a dirty slut. It was fun. A lot of fun.
I enjoy it too.
And you will later on too.
All right. Well, that's
get
good.
The benefits of the
you shower two
after I de-louse, of course. And
get the power washer out.
Oh. You know I like that.
Tie it to the roof of the car, take it to the car wash.
Such a turn on.
Get that smegma off.
Gonna wash that cum right out of my hair.
hopefully. I'm so dippy in some like, scotch guard you.
Yeah, like my bangs were like all like crusty. I was like, oh, he got me good.
Got an alfalfa calic.
What was that? Something about Mary where she takes he thinks it's hair gel and it's cum and her hair stands up.
Probably closer because being in the front of your face like that was.
Yep.
All right, well, that's good. That was exciting.
Yeah,
erotic
fun.
News.
A lot
that's
of
cool.
Fun.
Good
it
for
was
you.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
And time I was just out with my buddy having a cigar. And it wasn't as much fun.
No, you didn't.
It was good time.
You didn't do any like ass eating or
no. We actually smoked the cigars with their mouth. We sat in separate chairs.
Oh, you didn't like
just
sit on his lap.
Conversation. No. There was other men present.
Oh, okay.
No one's ass got eaten.
Oh, you guys don't know how to live.
All genitalia stayed inside the pants.
There you go. I can't say that.
At least in the spectrum that I was visiting and watching. I can't say what went on in the back room. I don't know. I wasn't invited.
That's the private
care.
Room. Don't you don't know anything about.
I don't know. It wasn't private room, but I. but anyway.
Yeah, so it was a very fun afternoon.
Cute for you.
I'm glad that I'm waiting for the weather to warm up a little bit because
aren't we all?
Yeah, so I can do more stuff outside
today.
Well,
it's today. Warm today.
Yeah,
it 60 was. Degrees. And when we get done this podcast, we're going to have the rest of this beer. If it's not done by the time we've done the podcast. We're going to do a little fire pit out here and
I think it'd be
smoke
nice.
A cigar and just relax and enjoy
the evening.
Nice weather.
Yeah.
And go inside, de-louse you.
Yeah, de-louse me and have some fun.
Good.
So I'm all about
now
that.
Now I know why I like bourbon better. I don't burp. Bourbon.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, hon.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
You haven't had one of those chocolate beers in a long time.
I haven't had a beer in a while. Been a few months.
Yeah. Yeah. I like them, but they're like a dessert beer.
That's why I'm having it.
Yeah. It's it's a chocolate Hershey's chocolate.
Hershey chocolate.
Porter.
Yeah. So it's a Yingling porter with Hershey's chocolate in it.
Yeah. So it's
very good.
Well, we've had other chocolate porters just as a little sidebar. Mm-hmm. We've had, the milk stouts and all the other ones and
they're
the chocolate
good.
Milk stouts and all that. And they're good, but this one is super chocolatey. Not
you get
sweet.
Porters over ice cream.
But it's not sweet. But that chocolate.
It's more of the cocoa-y flavor.
The cocoa-y. Yeah. It's.
And for people who might care, and I know you don't, but I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
It's like you'll hear cigars referred to. It's like, oh, it's very chocolatey. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste like chocolate. It tastes more like, might have
cocoa.
Slight hints of cocoa, like the cocoa powder.
Yeah.
It's not
sweet.
Yeah, now, they make ones that are real sweet that are flavored, but if you smoke like a Maduro sometimes. They have
a sweet cocoa wrapper.
Notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I see. I like not the sweeter infused, ones.
But no, okay, on to the fun stuff now. So the topic you came up with the other day.
Yeah, I was, I don't know what the hell I was even doing, but I was doing something useless. And
who
I,
you were doing? That's
I wasn't doing anybody. For once, I was not doing anybody. But I'm like, you know what? We talked about different body types across the, you know, the decades, okay. You know, and how body types, what's considered sexy or what is the norm or, you know, has changed over
don't
the
we
decades.
We said we weren't going to make the show about me.
Well, then. We are, hon. It's all about you.
About and time.
Well, I thought, what about sex symbols? Because they've changed over the, I don't want to use the word millennia, but I'll definitely use the word over the decades. I want to, you know, keep it, you know, relatively modern. Like, you know, the 1900s, you know, okay. 2000s, you know, people that we know and we can, you know, relate to. Okay. And how the what we consider a sex symbol has changed in the last, you know, 50
I've
years.
I've stayed
or
tried
so.
And true.
I have, you know.
I am still the quintessential sex symbol.
Oh, yeah. It's the rugged good looks. Is that what that is?
I was going to say it was rugged. Sorry. This clock's bothering me. It's not set at the right time.
What's wrong with it?
It wasn't set for the right time.
Okay.
Now it's the right time.
Oh, that really bothered you.
It did. I'm a simple person.
Just put the clock someplace else where you don't see it.
Then why have it?
Okay, are let's you get really back. Timing everything? I don't
no,
know.
No. Just, you know. Right. So what's it say about me?
Hon, this was only, hold on. I forget how many. I AI'd this.
Okay.
So, oh crap, I have to put my glasses on. Sorry, I should have had them on all along. I'm dropping the ball here.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
I know.
You handled two balls earlier. Now you can't do it now.
I can't do it now.
You got cum in your eye or something?
Yes, I absolutely.
You're going to have to wear safety glasses with that guy.
Oh, see, this only went up to 30. You were number 31.
Damn it. Again?
I know. You're just always at one off. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I feel ripped off. You know?
I don't know what to tell you.
We know people go to Brad Pitt.
And they're like, you know, Brad who?
Your neck. You know, you're not as good looking as Vince.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
And he knows. I mean,
he's like, yeah, I've been sniping.
Rumor was, Angela, you left him for me.
Oh, what happened?
I turned her down.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too many kids.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. I'm the biggest kid. Sorry.
Yeah, I have to be number one. Okay. I get it. I understand okay. that.
All right, so let's that. Hear these other people that are supposedly sexier than me.
Well, there's the ones that are very the classic tried and true sex symbols, especially of the 50s, 60s.
Okay.
And, of course, that would be Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, that's one.
You always say, I don't know.
I never really saw it.
There are certain instances. She always looked.
She looked like she sounded like an airhead.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, don't start that.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That
whole down. That whole powdery voice, whispery.
I mean. I mean, who's the one I'm thinking of? It told she was like in that poster in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
not Hathaway.
I was running to my town, Hayward.
Yeah,
Rita Hayward.
Far sexier.
I agree.
You know,
see the sex symbols back in that era.
Anne Margaret.
Anne sexier. Margaret, very sexy. You know,
now, actually, Anne Margaret might have been after Marilyn. I don't know.
I believe so. That she didn't make it on this list at all. I'm sorry to say. I know they didn't ask you yet.
Probably
but the thing is, it's like the sex symbols of that era were very well. Women didn't really work out. You know, they were like they were softer. They were more. Right. You know, they had the little belly pouch, and that was considered sexy. They were a little more curvy.
I'm fine with that. I don't need them.
Be like ripped or anything.
No.
But I mean, those kind of things change over the. The decades.
Yeah. So how much cellulite do you think was hidden underneath those dresses?
Well, you know what? I don't think they were eating the amount of processed food, so I don't know how much cellulite there really was.
Okay. That's,
maybe there was some. Sure, there's definitely some, depending on, you know.
So anyway, things. So Marilyn Monroe was first one?
Yeah, she was number one on this particular list. And then, of course, akin to her was James Dean. And I would like to just tuck in there the one that I think is kind
him.
Of... What's that?
I can't judge him.
I
mean, I've never seen a full movie with him in it. I mean,
I've seen like
I could recognize.
Yeah, I would recognize him.
I mean, I could see he was a decent looking guy, good looking guy.
What you know, about
not,
the
not me, but he's a good looking guy.
Of course not. Well, the same, I'll say maybe slightly later, would have been Steve McQueen. He was in
more rugged looking.
Yeah, more. He had actually had a little bit more of a baby face, if you really.
Steve McQueen?
Mm-hmm. Well, the movies that I'm watching with my aunt, and I have to watch every Saturday because she loves the Westerns, was one of Dead or Alive.
Okay.
And he's the main character in there. And I'm not sure when that was shot. Probably early 60s at the latest. It's probably maybe even earlier.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking of the Steve McQueen, like of the 70s.
Yeah, see, this is early. This is still black and white TV, blah, blah, blah. So,
I mean, yeah, but if, I mean, see, if I was a woman or gay or whatever, something that preferred men,
right,
which I'm not, I would go more for a Steve McQueen type.
You know who I think is from that same basic era? And again, because I watch all these old televisions shows that are in black and white, Chuck Connors. He's got that chiseled, very chiseled face. He's got a very sexy demeanor about him. You know, I see him being very, very sexy. He's got a decent body on him. You know,
I'm trying to think. Was it my mom or my mom's friend used to be hot and bothered for Yul Brynner?
Yul Brynner.
With the shaved head?
Shaved head, yeah. Yeah,
the died King of... King and I?
Yeah, King and I, sure.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And he died of lung cancer.
No, he's an avid smoker.
Yeah, so he did all those commercials.
Different topic. But, okay, yeah. So number two is, you said James Dean?
James Dean.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about James Dean?
Found
him sexy?
Yeah, in a way. You know what? I would, okay, he is on here. I would equate, like, because of the era, Elvis Presley, James Dean, the bad boys of that era.
I heard someone, the
greasers, the hair slicked back, you know, that kind of
cocky. I heard someone say that they actually evaluated Elvis as probably one of the most attractive men of all times. I think that is before the, extra cheeseburgers with peanut butter and banana. In his heyday.
Again, my aunt has a Elvis Presley magazine of his life. And his earlier, just when he was starting doing like Elvis with the Pelvis, that era when he's starting gyrating.
Yeah.
He's got those full lips. He's got those very smoky eyes, you know, that dark hair. I mean, yes, he's very charismatic and very sexy in how he like carries himself. And then you got the gyrating hips. I could see why women would go, and that wasn't the norm. I mean,
well, it was dirty at the time.
Well, here's the thing with all these sex symbols that I've been reading about, the thing that sets them apart and makes them a sex symbol is that they were very unapologetic in how they portrayed themselves and what their life was about. He didn't care. He's like, you don't like the way I'm shaking my hips? Fuck you. I don't care.
Okay. You know? Well, think of it this way too. I mean, you have someone like Madonna. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give her the credit that I don't want to give her, but Madonna, and then you have Lady Gaga who kind of mimicked that, and even Miley Cyrus has mimicked that, where it's just like, you throw it out there and not care because it's going to get me publicity.
Exactly.
And it's just like, and then, like, I've noticed more so with Miley Cyrus, you know, she had it all out there. You know, she wasn't caring, but now she's pulled it way back. Still doing some sexy stuff, but not going on stage topless and big strap-on dildos and stuff. She's still wearing sexy outfits and stuff, and she's got a banging little body on her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Still sounds like a sheep when she sings. What are you going to do about that? But again, if you're trying to make your living through your looks and singing, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Or entertaining.
Entertaining, because talent could be subjective. Like Lady Gaga. I mean, they all, in all fairness, I'll give credit to Madonna. She was the first. She just didn't care.
And the thing is, with all three of them, they keep reinventing themselves.
So to speak, yeah.
Yeah, in a way.
Madonna has lost the recipe to invention.
Well, that's...
she's now a fucking train wreck.
And I'm not going to go there one way or the other, but let's just say in their heyday when they were considered the sex symbols, what they did and kept reinventing themselves, coming up with we had the Madonna of the 80s with the very, the hair and something about Susan.
All the different clothes.
What was that one?
17 different.
What was that movie she was in? Searching for Susan?
I don't know, whatever. That one.
I mean, it was very 80s. She had the skirt on, and then she became very buff, and she went with that look. And then, of course, there was all the different videos where,
well, the 90s she became very... Well, was it the 90s? might have been in the 90s, she did that one book where it was like most of her naked through the whole book.
Yeah, and you just keep reinventing yourself. Yeah. I mean, so.
And then she had a very sexual look, and then she, I don't know what she did through the 2000s now. She's just a mess.
I've lost track, too.
Yeah, but don't care.
They just keep, reinventing themselves, sure. Which definitely makes them different from everybody else.
Okay, so who, James Dean, who's three?
Oh, well, actually, Brigitte Bardot.
Never got her. I never found her attractive. Never found her attractive.
I think I'm confusing her with somebody else.
Twinkie?
Twinkie.
That's another one. Didn't get it.
You mean Twiggy?
Whatever.
Twinkie.
I'm hungry.
Vince, I'm thinking pastry. Twiggy.
Twiggy. Twinkie.
Yeah, Twiggy, I never got.
I don't get either one of those. I don't get Twinkies or Twiggy.
I think I'm confusing her with another actress.
At least Twinkies are cream-filled.
She might be, too.
It might be. She's old now.
All of us are getting older, Vince. Come on.
Whoa.
Okay, you seem to stay the same.
Better. I am getting better.
Who was the actress on Carnival that had the snake and the snake dance?
That is Adrienne Barbeau.
Oh, okay.
Who I've always found very sexy.
See, I think I'm confusing. It's the names.
She looks, yeah. Adrienne Barbeau, I always found sexy.
Yes.
She looks like the quintessential MILF.
Yes.
She looks like the mom next door that you want to plow.
Big tits.
Curvy.
Curvy.
Not necessarily facially
drop
a head turner.
Yeah.
But not unattractive.
Yes.
And, she did a thing, and she was in Cannonball Run. Mm-hmm. She wore a jumpsuit and had that thing unzippered all the way. Like real far down. So it was big things of hers were like, it was in my teenage years. That's important to my growth.
For your growth.
However you want to word it from there.
However you want to take that.
Whichever growth you want to look at. Didn't stunt any of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Well, here's one I found always very, very sultry.
Vince.
Yeah, Vince. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. No. Wow. Sophia Loren.
Oh.
The smoldering eyes. Yeah. She just seemed to always, even if she was older, she
still
looked.
That was one hell of an hourglass there.
Yeah.
She really tapered into the middle and flared back out in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah, and then the accent.
I think it's the accent.
She could defile me.
The thing that caught me with her were her eyes. She had those very sultry, smoky eyes.
Full
lips.
Full tits.
Did she help?
No, I didn't get to see a lot of her stuff.
Okay.
As a kid, that wasn't really readily available to me.
Oh, here's one that I always found. I actually found this next person much more attractive as he got older. A lot more attractive. Sean Connery.
Sure.
Like I've seen some.
I like him on Jeopardy the best.
That was a Saturday Night Live skit.
Skits. If you have not seen the Sean Connery Saturday Night Live Jeopardy skits, YouTube.
Very funny.
YouTube Sean Ferrell. Connery Jeopardy. And laugh your ass off.
It's very, very funny. But I've seen like his earlier stuff when he was like the James Bond in the early.
It was okay.
It was like the eyebrows.
The Untouchables. He's another one that rugged.
Yeah, but he actually got better looking. Like, I really liked the way he looked.
The Rock?
The Rock was good.
With a toupee on there. But
that's okay. I don't care about that. He can be bald. I'm fine with that. I don't care. Hold on. Entrapment? You probably didn't ever see that movie.
I thought he was really
hot in there. And then what was the last one? Gentleman of, what the fuck is the name of that movie? You remember?
Distinguished
Gentleman. Yeah.
Is that
CGI?
I'll call it a Marvel type movie.
Yeah, it was a Marvel type movie. Extraordinary Gentlemen or
I think
something.
So. Yep, that was it.
I could be wrong about
something like that.
It just came to my head. He. As he got older, the salt and pepper hair just seemed to work more with him. When he had the dark hair and those big bushy eyebrows, I'm like,
well, when he did James Bond and stuff, I didn't,
think he was a good James Bond. I hate to say it. I mean, then you have Liam Neeson. Oh, he didn't make it on my list. And then I think he's really, Liam Neeson isn't like the quintessential, pretty boy sexy, but there's something about him.
The way he conducts himself.
I think that's what it is.
And the accent.
I don't think he has a great profile at all.
No.
I don't like his nose is funky, but I don't care. Probably. It's like the way he carries himself. I'm like, damn.
But what's this cock like?
That's what I want to know. Probably. That's what inquiring minds want to know.
Sure.
I get it. That's terrible.
Oh, man.
Now, here's one we were talking about earlier. Raquel Welch.
Yeah. She was attractive. You know, she had a great figure.
Again, the poster that was in the Shawshank Redemption, when she's got the fuzzy
that
britches.
Was a cave.
I forget what
the name. Caveman or whatever the fuck that
I never
was.
Watched that movie.
I never saw it either, but it was. She was attractive, nice body, but and what I had heard matched what I had seen, that she was like a real difficult person.
See, that could ruin everything.
I saw it back in the day when there were talk shows during the day. I never saw her being like genuine. She was attractive, but I wouldn't. I mean, I see where she meets the quintessential sex symbol.
Like you?
Thing.
Yeah.
I am the definition.
Of course you are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go with that. You're terrible. Okay. The next guy on my list, I wouldn't have thought he would have made it, but I could see it now. David Bowie. Like, he went through some
not
weird...
Not in the 70s.
Well, actually, I... When he's Ziggy 80s. Stardust, nah, you know...
That's
I,
too fucked
oh,
up.
Oh, that's too fucked up. But I like the music.
That's like now, some of the people became, I see on TikTok now and shit.
Yeah, when he became, like, the Duke, and he had, like, wore the baggy pants.
The 80s. When he... 80s, let's Dance.
Let's Dance.
And stuff like that,
skinny tie. He looked real...
He was also a phenomenal actor. I saw him in a lot of different shows and stuff. He actually was a great actor. Besides The Labyrinth.
I was just thinking of Labyrinth.
But he did some other movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, there were some other movies that David Bowie was in. And I don't remember what they are now.
I actually saw him do a one-man show on PBS.
Oh, really?
It was a one-man show where he was the Elephant Man.
Oh, yeah.
It was excellent.
Yes,
he didn't have makeup
on
or anything else. Yeah. It was excellent. Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah, he was a talented man. It's a shame. Another cancer person taking my cancer. It's a shame.
Yeah, there's probably a lot on this list that we could... go through that are passed from cancer.
I think
for
probably
sure.
Most of them are passed.
Some are definitely. But the next one definitely is Farrah Fawcett.
Again, breast cancer, wasn't it?
I believe it was breast cancer. Yeah. I could be wrong. Yeah, I just remember like the quintessential the big poster where she's kind of like curled up and got the hair that's all winged back. I didn't think she was all that.
I never did either. I didn't get it. I was.
Oh, I had a boyfriend who was like gaga over her.
I never, attractive woman, but I found her replacement, Cheryl Ladd, far sexier.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought
Cheryl Ladd didn't even make it on my list.
I think she's a, like Marky Post.
Marky Post, cute.
I thought was like fucking so sexy. And they are just women that got overlooked a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
This list could be so much longer.
I mean,
because
Farrah Fawcett was, I don't know. I'm sure she was a lovely woman.
She's
attractive. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I wouldn't throw
attractive.
Her in bed. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
She wouldn't let me in a bed. But anyway.
What? The sex symbol that you are? Oh, she won't want the competition.
They're intimidated.
Oh, okay? That's what it is.
When you're this good looking, women are intimidated.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You know?
Oh, of course.
That's why when I get within 20 feet of a woman, they yell, no, and they put their hand up. It's like. They realize I can't deal with that much good looks.
Oh, man.
I'm convinced that's it. That's what
that's
what the red pepper spray is for, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep me at a distance.
Right,
you know, they want to hide the pheromones, the good looks.
Yeah.
If they make my eyes swell with the red pepper spray, it kind of takes away from the good looks. So that's the reason I've come up with for it.
Oh, I believe that. I'm sure that's all very true.
Okay, good. You can help me believe it now.
Uh-huh. Okay, this next one is one that a man that actually looks better as he's gotten older, Richard Gere. When he had actually like the darker hair, I'm like, who is that?
Well, he's like American Gigolo. He kind of was almost weird looking.
Yeah. Thinking about like, what's the one he was? Was it Pretty Woman?
He was in that.
Yeah, okay.
One of the main characters. Yeah, I guess he was in that.
I want to make sure I got the right movie. Yeah, well, no, I was thinking that or like Lady in Red. I couldn't remember the name of the movie,
no,
but he's
Pretty Woman. And he's an officer and a gentleman.
Yeah, yep.
American Gigolo.
Yep.
Yeah. No, he's done a lot of good stuff.
And I think as he's one of those kind of guys that actually looks bad. It's not gray. It's actually white.
I'm sure this guy's probably on the list, too, is, blanked out now.
Uh-oh.
He does the Nebrazo, whatever.
Oh, George Clooney.
George Clooney. He looks better as he's gotten older.
He looks better as he's gotten older, too. Yep, and George Clooney is on the list. We've already gone over Madonna. Oh, here's one. I don't remember Madonna. Shut up. Here's one. I don't see it. You just got too weird. Michael Jackson.
No sex symbol there.
You know what? He was totally hot Thriller. He still hadn't done all that craziness with the surgeries. And
he had no plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Pick your nose back up and tell me that again.
Pick your nose back. Yeah. He still had his regular nose. Mm-hmm. He might have had a little things done, which is fine. I get it.
Whatever reason that poor man was confused.
Bleaching your skin.
How much do you think dancing helps some of these people become sex symbols?
Dancing?
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Oh, he had his own dance move. Sure, yeah, absolutely.
His dancing, and who else do we mention?
He's always grabbing his crotch.
Madonna. She, if you look at Madonna straight up,
right?
Not really attractive woman.
Well, let's go back.
But she did a lot of performing with the dancing and doing erotic outfits. And stuff. Is that what made her sexy? What makes her sexy? I don't know.
There could be a culmination of all those things. Yeah. And there's also certain things. If you see them in one instance, you're like, oh, I don't know, man. Not looking so sexy. But you see them in another circumstance, you're like, wow, that was really hot. So I don't know. It's a bad lighting, good lighting thing. I don't know.
With Michael Jackson, was it his ability to dance that made him sexy?
I'm sure it's part of it, and the singing.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of his singing. He could write songs, don't get me wrong.
But oh, yeah, he could definitely write. And he did, pave the way in his own unique dance moves, and that's what set him apart from everybody else. Everybody else was just doing whatever dance moves are popular. He was doing the whole moonwalk and grabbing his crotch and woohoo!
Whatever. My ears.
Sorry.
I was never a big fan of Michael Jackson. I'm not going to get into other stuff.
I'm a big fan. Thriller, I think, was his, the pinnacle for him as far as sexuality goes and being a sex symbol.
Sure.
After that, he just got, whatever.
Weirder and weirder.
Well, I wonder if people
hold
get
the baby
so...
baby out over the railing.
Oh, well, yeah. Let's not even go into that. Let's just go with maybe what he was going through is you start to lose your looks, and I think he was craving to get back his youth.
I'm not going to speculate.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's,
I hope he's in a better place.
In a better place. Okay. Our next sex symbol that I guess I would call her a sex symbol. I've only seen her a few movies. Sharon Stone. She always seemed kind of a bitchy,
Sharon Stone, I'm kind of
lukewarm with her.
Yeah, she's got a sex appeal to her.
I'm trying to think of the movie.
But again, she's another one that I see her being difficult in real life.
Yeah.
And
it kind of takes away from it.
So for me, like one of the women I always found so sexy was Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah. She didn't make it on the list.
Yeah. But Kate Beckinsale is not over the top with fake anything.
Anything. Not that we know of, anyway.
And when I've seen her interviewed and stuff, she seems genuine. She actually seems like someone you could
hang out with,
sit and have a drink with and shoot the shit. Yeah.
Right.
Not sit there and think she's better than you. That could be 110% wrong.
We don't know. We're just talking out our ass.
Yeah. We're talking about nothing and we mean nothing. but, it's someone that, whereas Sharon Stone just.
They mentioned basic instinct. And I think that's what I'm thinking of.
That was her.
Yeah, that was her.
Flashing her hairy pussy was. Yeah. And she was in Playboy.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, but. Just because I don't think someone's a sex symbol doesn't mean much. It's,
and everybody has.
There's people out there, believe it or not, that don't think I'm a sex symbol.
You're kidding.
I know. How about that?
That's crazy. What is wrong with them? Do they not have eyes?
Well, they just.
They
have an issue.
Yes.
And
I think they're jealous. Well, I think that's what it is.
Duh. That's the most rudimentary part.
I think so. Okay, the next guy on the list was one you already mentioned, is George Clooney, who, as he gets older, he looks better.
Mm-hmm.
I always like that rugged, good looking, and he's got a little more gray, and it's fine. It's great. You know, it always cracks me up with men get gray and they look distinguished. Women get gray and the people call them haggard. It's like, it is unfair. It
depends, man. I've seen some women with gray long hair.
And they look good.
Yeah.
It looks hot.
I think so. Of course, I'm in that wheelhouse. So
we're like,
she's getting near the end of life, so I have a chance.
Oh.
I mean.
She might be desperate.
Maybe her vision's going too.
Maybe. Oh my God. Here's one that probably everybody who has a computer is on the internet has seen her have sex is probably Pamela Anderson and the tapes.
Oh, sure. Everybody's seen that.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I got to respect her. I follow her on Instagram now.
Oh, do you? Okay.
And she is now doing no makeup.
Oh,
she goes around no makeup.
Good for her. She looks good. You show me pictures.
I mean, I respect her more for just like, fuck that. Accept me for me.
Yeah.
You know?
You shouldn't have to paint in your face.
Pam Anderson, before all the plastic stuff, was so goddamn beautiful.
Right.
Gorgeous, you know?
I don't know why.
And then, you know, they made her up to be this. And I think it got to be too much for her.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the boob job, obviously. Yeah. I mean,
I think she had those removed.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I'm like, I don't think you want to do that. Just get them to a nice size and just, that's it.
She's got to be comfortable. I mean, you know, that poor woman couldn't fart without making the news, you know?
Right, right.
And she just wants her life, you know, and I respect that.
Well, a lot of actors and stuff, if they're smart, they kind of like, you know, are low key and they kind of just go up. Like Robert Redford, like you talked about before. Yeah.
Pam lived a fast and furious life.
Oh, sure. She was Tommy Lee. I mean,
she had
it.
All sorts of different issues and stuff like that. And you know what? She just wants to kind of be mellow. And I respect her for that. She's still beautiful.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Oh, here's one. I always thought she was very hot, especially in certain movies. Holly Berry.
Oh.
And Gothica, I just thought she was hot. So I didn't see Monster's Ball. I heard that was supposed to be really hot. I think there's like the one sex scene in Monster's Ball.
Her and Sling Blade guy. Bad Santa.
Oh, okay.
He was married to Angelina Jolie.
Oh, God, that's at my time. I don't think he's on my list.
Probably not.
Probably he's Bad Santa. Yeah. But yeah, I always thought she was just very, very.
Oh, Holly Berry's just gorgeous.
Just very, and you know, short hair.
John Wick.
Oh, John Wick! Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, what early, what later movies? That John Wick? Yeah, absolutely.
Did Keanu Reeves make the list?
You know, I didn't read down that far. I'm only at 17. So
there's hope for Keanu. He's got another one. Got better looking as he got older.
You know what? I think he got rid of that. Yeah, man.
Dumped the surfer thing.
Yeah, yeah. Especially
it's not so much the dude. When he did the Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, he was borderline.
It's a Victorian era thing, and he's talking like a fucking 80s surfer. It's like, not working.
It's like Bill and Ted's Great Adventure. You got to ditch the whole, Dracula, dude.
Talked about being real people. I mean, everything I've seen online about him, he is a phenomenal human being. What he does to help people, homeless, stuff like that, even the cast of his movies, not just the cast, I mean
the grips,
the extras and everything else, buying them watches. He bought cars or motorcycles for all the stunt actors in his John Wick movie.
Oh, did he really? Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that. Oh, yeah, I've seen the videos of him. He buys a pizza and goes out to a homeless guy and shares a pizza.
Sits down next to him on the street, and
chills with him and has pizza with him.
Yeah, there's a woman broken down the side of the road.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
He helped her.
He drove her. He was going one way and she was going the other. And he says, okay, he turned around. He took her. It was like half an hour or an hour away.
Right, right.
Dropped her off and was very much a gentleman. And, you know, so, yeah, he's a great guy. Anyway, let's get back to your list.
That makes him sexy.
Yeah.
That makes him really
a real human being.
A real human being.
That's stuck up. Yep.
Right.
I try not to be.
Here's the other half of the other half, Angelina Jolie. We have Brad Pitt, so. Mm-hmm. Or did we get the Brad Pitt?
The Brad Pitt,
Okay, this is the one half. Oh, Brad Pitt was just above. I'm sorry, I skipped over Brad Pitt. Well, we can just do them together because
Brad Pitt's good. Yeah. Quintessential him, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Brad Pitt. they're the ones that just damn good looks, man. Just perfect genetics.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, Vince.
Yeah. Vince, of course.
Okay. You know, just good genetics.
Yeah, and even as they get older, it's like, yeah, they look a little more rugged, but they don't look, they still look good. They still look good. As I don't know.
It's age defying.
Yeah.
From what I have seen, doesn't look like any plastic surgery. So
I'm sure we all
men
have.
Men don't tend to need it, but men, it really shows when they get it.
Yeah, they look like really fucked up.
Yeah, look like a fucking Play-Doh head.
Yeah, it's like, wait, just leave it go. Yeah, I mean, whatever. That's crazy. The next one, I guess like she's a...
Angela Jolie, is back to her.
Yeah.
I kind of faded for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's just too skinny for me. Yeah, she's got the full lips and those piercing eyes. And
I mean, she looks good in some movies.
Yeah, and other ones,
you
know, I'm
stuff
like
that, but I just... it's one of those things I just kind of lost...
You lost the fire for her.
Yeah.
She's just gotten too skinny.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
She looked really good.
Really
there.
Good, yeah.
And I don't know, whatever. Not important what I think, but whatever.
No, I just thought she goes through these stages where she really gets skinny. Like
I don't know how much she's acting anymore.
Yeah, actually, I don't know either.
With her 75 kids.
Yeah, that I'm sure that's quite trying.
Did Jennifer Aniston, right, well, we'll get to that.
I don't know. I
see, she's, to me, she is the new real hot thing.
You know what? She is so, like, typically pretty.
Girl next door. Soiler. Smack her ass and
you know
call
what?
Her bad
name. She's basically the same person in a lot of the movies that
most actors are.
Well, no, she really is. You take her from, okay, what was that?
Well, she's a relatable person.
Very relatable.
So
I mean, she was on Friends.
And I love Jim Carrey.
Right.
But a lot of his movies, he's the same character. Might be a different name.
Yeah.
But same character.
Yeah, but even more so because he's over the top with the overacting and the, you know, he's out of control and, you know, he's kind of goofy and just over the top.
Yeah.
Well, you take her in, what was that movie? Office Space, where she was working at Tchotchke's as a waitress, or you take her in Friends. She's still like the same likable. Oh, Bruce Almighty. Was it Bruce Almighty? Yeah, it was Bruce Almighty. Yeah, because she complains that. Yeah. He complains that he has a mediocre life, and she's like, this is mediocre. She's a very relatable, believable person.
I love her and Go With It.
Go With It, mm-hmm.
Well, it's a nice bikini
nice
scene
nice bikini
there.
Scene there. Yeah. Very nice. Very sexy.
No idea how close she is to having
Oh, that. So close. So close.
All she's got to do is make the phone call.
Yeah, any day now.
Or email me at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com.
A shameless plug from Vince.
Well, I'm just helping her out.
Of course.
It's obvious she listens.
Oh, it's obvious. I mean, come on. Yeah, this is what we do. Johnny Depp.
Yep.
You know,
better as he gets older.
I think he was super sexy. Believe it or not, this is going to sound crazy. Pirates of the Caribbean. I just love that whole drunk.
I'm drunk and you don't like it.
That was last weekend. That's a whole different story. Oh, my God.
I can't go back there.
You know, he's kind of staggering around from the rug.
You said I had to climb up the steps.
You crawled up
part
of this.
Well, I said climbed, crawled, same
you
thing.
You crawled up the steps.
Don't have a memory of it.
No, you don't. I was like, are you okay, honey? And you're like, do you need any help? And you're like, oh, some people think I do. I'm like, oh, my God. What the fuck's going on here?
I can't deny that. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
that was last weekend. Folks.
I mean, Johnny Depp's another one of the actors I think went through a spell where he had some issues. You know, like the people were saying he was bankrupt and stuff,
right.
And a lot of drinking. But seems like he's kind of pulled the stuff together now. He has a band with like Alice Cooper and
good.
Some other people.
Oh,
and,
nice! I didn't know that.
I see him going to children's hospitals and stuff as Jack Sparrow and
nice.
Cancer wards and stuff. So
that's super nice.
Yeah. Again, I think it's a guy who gets. His life gets interfered with from all the attention he gets. And, you know, these people are just actors. They're not superheroes. And,
exactly.
And the fans tend to take their life away from them. You know, they go out to eat and they're like, oh, you know, it's like,
let
the fucking guy eat, man. You know, it's like, yeah, you know him and you like what he does. That's his job.
He's not
saving lives. He's not. You know, a doctor can go out and eat and no one goes up to him. Oh, can you sign this autograph? You saved my uncle, you know? No. Anyway, go ahead.
That's a whole different
soapbox back.
Oh. Scarlett Johansson.
She's okay.
Yeah. She's all right. You know, a lot of these, they all kind of.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I
don't feel one way or the other.
I mean, I know that a lot of people are gaga for her. I mean, she, well, you know.
So many of them. And if you listen to the write-ups on here, I went through AI. Mm-hmm. And this blonde bombshell. But we can say that about so many actresses, about being a
she's quote. Only blonde if that's a dye she used.
Well, whatever.
I mean, tomorrow she'd be a redhead. Day after that, she could be brunette.
Well, a lot of them are just blonde. It's like Marilyn Monroe and then Scarlett Johansson.
I think...
You know, it's like, okay, let's mix it up a little bit, folks.
I think it mostly applies for women.
Right.
In the sense of, if a man is driving down the street and they see a blonde, but they don't see the front, they're going to look more at a blonde than they would have a brunette.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Redheads is like a close second, I think.
I think redheads even more so because they stand out. There's not that many redheads.
Yeah, but I think there's a balance with redheads. Redheads are one of those ones that are either usually really good looking or they're not.
Well, that's true. I'm just talking about what the hair color does as far as attracting attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think because red is not that, it's kind of rare, a little more rare than blonde or brunette. I don't know. But you're right. It's like, those...
I mean, I see a lot of emails we get that are like, I love redheads. I love redheads. And I'm like, you want to talk to my wife. You don't talk to me. But I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I'm more strawberry. I'm really not red.
With gray highlights.
With gray highlights. Well, you know, I am 63. Anyway, next on the list. And we move on. Ryan Gosling. I'm trying to think. Oh, The Notebook. Yes, I did see The Notebook.
Never saw that. Never
I read
to.
The book, too. It's a chick flick. It's a chick flick.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be...
No.
Mm-mm. Would not be interested.
No, not at all.
I forget what it's about.
Any shootouts or high-speed chases?
No, it's not even... No. I did read the book. It was Nicholas Sparks wrote it.
Pictures?
It didn't have pictures. It was
how'd you read it?
It was a pop-up.
There you go. That explains it.
Jennifer Lopez.
No. Nah. Not for me. But
I'm just trying to
get again. I look at this as being a dancing thing.
Yeah, it definitely. I think she has good
she's
good looks.
She's cute. I'm not going to say she's not attractive. I mean, she's cute.
Yeah, she's cute. It's like right there with like Mariah Carey. You know, they're super cute, but not
I think Mariah Carey's kind of going backwards.
I'm just talking about like in her heyday. I don't know about now. I have no idea.
Sure.
There's a couple in there super cute, you know, but that's about it. They're just super cute, which is fine. I don't have a problem with super cute. I would take that all day long. The other one, I'm just not sure I can picture this guy's, what he looks like. Chris Hemsworth.
No idea.
He was like in God of Thunder, the Marvel cinematic universe.
Oh, he's a blonde-haired guy, long blonde hair.
I don't know.
A good-looking guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, good-looking guy.
I know the name. I just couldn't picture like what he's been in. And you know, I know I watch 1,000 movies all the time, so I'm surprised I missed this one. It's a Marvel thing. Probably not going to watch it.
Yeah.
It's probably not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. If it's a guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
you said God of Thunder?
Yes, as the God of Thunder in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Chris Hemsworth has become a sex symbol for his physique and charming personality. Ooh, that sounds very sexy. Okay. When you said long blonde hair, I was thinking like Fabio or something. Are you going to show it? He's definitely.
Yeah, muscular.
Sultry, muscular.
Too,
yeah, when I was.
Kind of like a blonde version of me.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely are. So.
Move on. We've beat that horse to death. You know?
Yeah, he's very hot. Okay, a lot harder than I.
No, see, you're now going to harder.
It's harder.
Oh, my God. Is it so fucking hard?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. I want to be the staff. I want the staff of God of Thunder. Jesus Christ. Make that lightning slap my ass. Go ahead.
What do you come up with this nonsense?
Just winging it.
Oh, my God. You're terrible. The next one on the list, I guess, Rihanna. I like some of her music.
No, there's, you know.
Something for everybody.
I'm saying personally, not my thing.
Well, they say, you know, the sultry voice. Another thing.
Sultry voice. She has a fucking stutter. Umbrella, 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 umbrella. No, fuck you.
I'm sorry. I know. Yeah, you're a stutter. She has a speech impediment. She's got to get that taken care of.
Complete the fucking sentence. Umbrella, umbrella, umbrella.
Oh, here's another one. It seems like the female, the strong female sex symbols and all these little reds.
You tell me.
What? What?
I can't think of her name now. Fuck the blonde bitch. It's real popular right now.
You mean Taylor Swift?
No. Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. If she's on that list, I'm going to vomit. I'm going to ruin this fucking mixing board right here.
Stop. But the thing is, I'm noticing with these write-ups with all these strong female sex symbols is that they're very unapologetic in what they're doing, you know, which is very, very common.
Own it. I got no problem with that. That's fine. I've said that over and over again. You know, I might not like men getting their ass eaten.
I might not like. Why would you say that?
Well, I'm just saying, I might not like men cross-dressing or whatever. Right. It's my opinion.
But, right.
And I tell people, as long as everyone's consenting and of age, go with it. Own it.
Own it.
Just because I may or may not like it doesn't mean a fucking hill of beans.
Yeah, I agree.
So if it's something you're into, hey, man, own it. Go with it. That God bless you with that. Just don't hurt anyone.
All right. That was from the list of the AI that I typed in. The rest of these are ones that I particularly thought should have been on the list but weren't. Here's one of my, another guy who just looks better as he gets older, and I just love his commercials for Atkins, Rob Lowe.
Oh, he's another one, flawless genetics. Oh,
I mean, he's getting older. I'm like, God damn, you look better now than you. He was in like the Austin Powers. We paid the young number two, and he looked good there.
Robert, whatever. Yeah, we talk about
it. Yeah, he played the younger.
And in that same suit, I think Robert Downey Jr., has come into his own.
Yes.
Another one who's gotten better looking as he gets older. He's kind of grown in. He was good looking as a young man.
Right.
You could tell he was fucked up, man. Oh, yeah. Alcohol and drugs and shit.
Whatever. You know, that's just going to not help you. But, yeah, he's matured, and he's matured emotionally, too. And I think it just works. I think
Rob Lowe's another one. Just flawless genetics, man.
Oh,
just,
my God. He's talking about those Atkin commercials. I just look at his eyes. I'm like, damn, I'm going to buy Atkins.
Yeah, he has piercing eyes. He does.
He does. Very piercing. Very. Okay. Another one that I find, another guy looks better as he gets older, Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I should include in there is Kurt Russell.
Oh, yeah.
Well, every time I watch Tombstone, I'm like, oh, dear God, can you imagine? And you know what? The one I thought was totally cute, Goldie Hawn. I'm just, you know, the fact that those two are together, you know, just
40-some years.
That's amazing. Good for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was so cute and so, I won't say she was hot, but she's so totally cute. Like when, laughing.
She
had
some, like, overboard.
Overboard, definitely, yeah.
You know?
Hey,
she's not known for her, but she had a great ass.
Yeah. She doesn't have, like, a lot up.
I thought she was a very attractive woman. Mm-hmm.
I really liked her in Death Becomes Her.
Yeah. I was not a big fan of that movie, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
So who else is on your list?
Oh, that's so good. We're
approaching the hour mark here.
I'm sorry here. Bradley Cooper. Now that we're watching Alias, we kind of backtracked. And
well, again,
I didn't know what I didn't
American
know
Sniper. You don't remember. He played Kyle in that movie.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. Bradley, he's another one, piercing eyes.
Piercing eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, eyes! I love eyes. Eyes are one of the first things I notice about someone.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They have them.
They have them. No, I think that just tells you so much about a person. There's only two more people on the list, so this one's going back quite a few years. We talked about her earlier, Mae West. I think that she was the. It was W.C. Fields, so that had to be, 1930s.
I think she 40s? Gets looked over a lot because, for the time period, she was very.
Sexual,
yeah,
unapologetic,
very dirty
for that time. Yes, she was
the same as, like, in a comedian sense. Like, Red Fox was never thought of as a great comedian because he was so filthy, so dirty.
Yeah.
And what he was saying back then wasn't as remotely dirty as now.
Yep,
You know, but Red Fox was a fucking brilliant comedian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But he was just ahead of his time.
Sure.
When it came to, like, the dirty talk. Now comedians are dropping F-bombs or whatever.
His dirty talk and your dirty talk are two different things.
Two different dirty talks. Yeah, yeah, I suppose so. I suppose so. Yeah. But, yeah, the same thing. She wore, she was very, Mae West was very, very buxom. She was very curvy.
Very hourglass, too.
Yeah, back in a time when that wasn't the classic good looks. So she was, she didn't fit the mold.
And she was very forward. Women weren't forward back then.
Unapologetic.
That whole come up and see me sometime. That was very forward.
Very forward.
You know, like, and I always say Anne Margaret.
Yeah.
Wasn't on the list. Anne Margaret was gorgeous. Still is as an older woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think she's still alive. But Anne Margaret was, you know, even like if you watch Grumpy Old Men when she was in that. Yeah. What was she there? 60 something maybe? Wow. Gorgeous. Young. Gorgeous woman. Yeah. Gorgeous woman.
And the last one on my list, I'm going back. 1940s, Ingrid Garner. I just thought she was, oh, really?
I don't know who she is.
Oh, Casablanca.
I saw the movie once. I don't remember.
She's very subdued, sexy.
Yeah, I get it. I,
you know, she.
I remember seeing posters and stuff. Yeah, yeah. She was attractive. I wouldn't say sex symbol, but she was attractive.
She was like much more under, more subdued. She wasn't like over the top.
Yeah.
She was just, like, just the girl next door sexy, you know?
Well, the one we really forgot to name is the girl with the southern accent in Alice. You know, the diner. Kiss My Guts.
Oh. Flo. Yeah. The I forget the actress's name, but the character's name was Flo. And
B.
Alice
Arthur.
Is,
what happened to B. Arthur?
Oh, B. Arthur. I'm sorry she didn't make it on the list.
She was, what, 36? 37? Out of 35?
Yeah, she'd probably be down there. Oh, you know, Betty White.
Betty White was a very, in her younger days too, very attractive woman.
As an older woman, even for Golden Girls, they have her as an airhead. She should have been the sexy slut one, but whatever, you know, whatever.
Oh, she owned that character.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, even when you see her in other movies, she always plays, has a slight airiness to her.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It only has a hint of sexuality to it.
Yep, like. She doesn't know what she's saying.
They actually say she was a pretty sexual person.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah. I'm sad that she didn't make it to be 100. I was really rooting for her. She died at 99, like Christmas. It was like New Year's Eve she died. It was like, mother, she missed her 100th birthday by like 2 weeks.
Well.
It's like, God, that sucks.
Well, she wanted to make it too, so she wasn't really happy about
that. Yeah, I'm sure she wasn't real happy with it. But that's, this is our little thing with like how sex symbols have kind of changed over the few decades, like 50 years or so.
And if you thought of somebody we didn't have that we mentioned or talked about or whatever, email us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts of people
we probably missed a whole bunch.
Yeah.
You know, you watch me like, oh, damn, I thought you were so fucking hot. He was
you know, he's an attractive guy and was in good shape in a couple of his movies. He's in good shape generally, but Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith.
And he's a swinger, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah, see? Yeah. Oh, that's
that good looking guy.
Yeah, good looking guy.
You know,
good looking guy.
But anyway, all right. Well, thank you for listening. And I hope you keep listening.
Yeah.
And again, feel free to reach out to us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Check out the 50shadesofpleasure.com magazine. Yes. It's free. Again, we invite you to email us. Let us know what you think of that. Email us if you want to submit an article or a story or have something you want us to do an article on. So, again, thank you, and I will talk to you later.
Okay. Have a great night, everybody.